to Slip Side Podcast?
Yes, sir.
Now let's get it cracking.
¿Qué onda, putos, güey? Ya saben, güey. We got another episode of fucking Jackie for fucking toys, bro.
What's up, huh? Right?
Ahorita to... We can't hold out. Bitch slap you right now across the fucking face.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wait, I'm a little fucking upset right now, bro. Why? I don't even want to do the fucking episode because, like I told you before, if you haven't seen the TikTok, go follow me on TikTok, the King of Pecaos. My whole fucking wall of Funkos fell down. Bro, that day, bro, where I was shitting bread, I seen it all collapse, way in slow fucking motion. I was like, and it was, todos se cayeron, way. I look at those bitches, I was, oh, my heart. You know, todos dicen, buy pop protectors, put this protect. Man, that some fucking shit sucks. They all fucking cracked open.
I don't think that there's a pop protector that's going to be fully protected, bro.
Nah, unless you bite the fucking shield armor, those
hard shells.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck that shit. But to put a 200 in the bitch, you wasted already 2,000 buying all that shit. So I go like, I was so upset, bro. It was my favorites, the WWE ones. All them bitches had fucking damage everywhere. It hurt me. Somebody told me, dude, do you know how much you lost in value and money? Honestly, to tell the fucking honest truth, where I could give a fuck. Because that is so personal to me that I don't care. That poly collection, when I die, poly is going to throw them in there. It's a big-ass hole. Throw all those bitches in that motherfucker with me. They're going with me, you know? Pero si...
Is she
going
to fit all of them in there?
Hell yeah, fácil, güey. See, if they fit my fat ass in there, they're going to fit all those bitches in there. But the crazy thing is because, man, it's been taking me a while to collect them, and I've been buying them, and mostly all the recent ones, they are in pristine, like, mint.
Okay.
Not no more, bosses. Nada more. It was like, you know, you know what amazed me? Que los double packs, wey, no les pasó nada.
And they're heavier.
I was just like, el que sí putía, wey, fue la D-Generation X. But a good thing I have two of those bitches, so I'm probably just going to pop them open from the box and shit and display them. But I got two of those. I bought two of those and two of the NWOs.
I'm surprised a lot of the wall, half of it fell. I'm surprised the other half didn't fall from the other side.
Oh, el otro lado, I'm still having them on the floor. It's a bunch of shit. But saying with that shit, I told you, Ciro, after that, everybody got on my ass, so I had to fucking clean all this shit up and actually do a deep clean of fucking the detolves. Me llegaron, como te dije, I unboxed the fucking Small Joe's fucking stands, the risers, which are fucking awesome. And I said, you know what?
They actually gave you a lot of space, bro. Yeah. I was not expecting that
shit,
honestly.
No, the crazy shit is, bro, cuando empecé a quitar todo, like, it was like spring cleaning this bitch. Ciro ran off like a little bitch. He got lost. He had some family thing to do. Fucking fat ass motherfucker. He was eating fucking chicken sandwiches, bro. Eating fucking fried chicken and shit.
That
tasted like Jules chicken and shit. He didn't give you the honest opinion. That guy is a fucking fraud.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like this. No, you are a fraud. And I was like, fucking pussy. So me dejó solo. So I said, fuck, I got to start cleaning this. Bro, I started cleaning the details. Puta madre, los turtle fucking footprints, wey. Their legs estaban mashing the dust.
For real?
So I said, fuck it. Might as well that I'm doing this shit. Se cayó la fucking
How
wall.
Does it get dusty inside the detolf, though? It's closed off.
It's fucking dusty, bro. And I can admit it. Well, I don't clean them all the time. But they can't. You know what? Might as well, if I'm here, start fucking cleaning everything out.
So
I started,
right.
Yeah, I started looking over some toys that I wanted to get rid of and shit and everything. I give it to my nieces and shit like that, stuff that I know they like. So I said, you know what, bro? I don't got enough space, so I give up a lot of Stranger Things stuff. But it's amazing once you start getting to the fucking cleaning way. All this shit pops up that you forgot about.
Hell yeah, dude. So there was this one dude on Facebook that I was following. He said he did a deep cleaning of his house. Dude, he's like, dude, I found toys that were like 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old.
Well, yeah, me too. I was like, what the fuck? I had this shit?
Yeah.
And I started picking up more Legends, more fucking wrestlers. I'm like, damn, I forgot that I bought this shit. So I said,
and it's crazy because you put them away and you're like, I'll get back to it in like a week. Next thing you know, it just gets piled and piled.
If you see the background, it's nice and clean and shit. I got stuff up there. Que tengo una backpack things. I know that they're WWE Legends and some fucking elites that I'm not going to open. That I'm going to keep them sealed. But you forget about the shit you buy, especially a long time. I got fucking stacks and stacks of shit. So I said, let me make a deep clean. I was deep cleaning everything. Way I rearranged the fucking detail with the wrestlers. This is going to be a podcast of maintenance. And buy the right stuff at once so you don't have to be buying them over and over. Right? It's not more of an unboxing today. It's more of the experience I had that hopefully you guys take one and go. Don't do the same mistakes because I've seen a lot of people talk shit that, man, I overpaid for the stands. But, dude, I'm telling you this, bro. Everybody say I could have gotten cheaper at the dollar store or fucking Amazon or fucking Target or Walmart. Yeah. But that's not the size that I was looking for. They're small and they're white. I didn't want that shit. I wanted clear ones because I don't like that shit. Yeah, just because I don't like that shit. And I said, fuck it. I was going to buy it from Amazon. But a lot of people told me, bro, they're fucking cheap as fuck. They tilt. You know, they're cupcake risers también. Yeah. A lot of people like. Hay otros que like. I think Kyle Peterson will say that he's Amazon put a thing that he cannot buy those cupcake risers.
Oh, sure.
But he said, I like these because I guess he does. ¿Cómo se llaman esas chingaderas que they do dioramas? Or
dioramas?
Yeah. Okay. He said, I like these because they fit perfect for the dioramas I have for X-Men. Oh, but that's I can't nice. Buy them in bulk no more because they put a... They probably thought like I was reselling or something. Uh-huh. So they put a hold. If you're doing that, that's great. But me, I want to actually save space on the detox. So I saw his episode and he told me about these... He didn't tell me personally because I don't know that motherfucker. But smalljoes.com, and I said, fuck it. I went in there. Yeah,
did you try those spice racks or no? Because I've seen a lot of people talking about the spice racks.
Yeah, with the spice racks, también, güey, the size is not like what I'm looking for.
Ah, okay.
So when I went to Small Joe's, like Kyle Peterson said, shout out to Kyle Peterson, man. He does a lot of good shit, man. He goes, if you're going to do it right one time. If not, you have to be buying. And sometimes we go like $15 for a stand. But then you buy a $6 one, a $7, you don't like it. Yeah, no los mandas, güey. Even if you say you send them, you don't send them. You keep them and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's your $6, $7. It adds up and adds up and adds
up.
Yeah,
so I was like, what the fuck? So I bought them. They were pricey. They were like, oh, I can't. What did I tell you? See, like $15 a piece?
Yeah, you told me it was around 15.
Taxes, he throws shipping. Ain't no free shipping to that motherfucker. It's called smalljoes.com. But it tells you right there.
So you're looking at like what, $20, $21 with shipping and everything?
With everything, I think for four, it came out to like $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, pretty much $20. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's like $20.
So I was like, but you know what, bro? He said himself, if you got the money and the money to spare, might as well. The thing is, where I try to be cheap, cut corners, and I always end up paying, bro. And then I have to buy the real one.
Yeah, or you end up breaking the toy or fucking up the toy.
Yeah, or fucking up something. Yeah. And what I was looking for, bro, is because I have a lot of leads that I looked over that I told Cedar I already arranged which ones I'm going to open, unbox, and everything. So I was like, fuck it, dude. Just pay it, bro. Anyways, I buy fucking Hooters chicken wings every Saturday. We waste $100 on that shit. So I said, might as well just buy it, bro. I ordered that, bro. Honestly, bro, shout out to smalljoes.com, bro. Bro, they send it nice and package, real nice. Like, they care, bro.
Yeah.
They legitimately care for your product. Bro, I had peanuts in that bitch. It had fragile stickers. Real nice, bro. Ship now, fast.
Are they thick or are they really thin?
They are acrylic.
Acrylic? Thick. Okay.
So, viene, güey. I got the two. ¿Cómo se llama? Porque hay three.
Like three tiers?
Three tiers. I got the two tiers.
Okay.
Y ahí te dice when you read the ¿cómo se dice? La little.
The description?
Description. That actually is made for the DTOF.
Oh, for real?
They took that size and made it for the DTOF.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I said, holy shit, when I got it, it fits perfectly, bro. And the thing what I did, bro, I started cleaning everything away. I put the riser, the stand, bro. Bro, you see this, you know. I don't know if you could see it.
It changed a lot.
It changed my shit right here in the back. I don't know if you could see it. All the ledges almost up there. I just opened some new ones and I put them.
It's crazy how much space it gave you, bro.
It opened so much space for me. When I started cleaning, bro, it opened up so much space in the detail way. I actually got like 30 or 20 fucking ledges. They almost all fit up there. Little that thing on two spaces down below. Yeah, I didn't feel the other shelves.
Unfull ass spaces.
Yeah. And luego, I dije, you know what, dude? I looked at the Ninja Turtle ones. I got the movie turtles and the Toon Turtles. And I looked at it like, bro, you know what, bro? I'm going to save the other one for the other DTOF. So I started cleaning that shit. And the fucking turtle footprints, güey, se quedaba ahí con el dust, güey. So I started wiping that. That shit gave me so much fucking space. Also, even with the Toon Turtles, you see them down there? They gave me so much space. And, bro.
Oh, yeah. There's a hell of space there.
Yeah. I started opening up the stuff that I had downstairs and everything in the DTOF. Then I forgot,
dude, I didn't realize how big that Zach and Zork were.
They're
pretty fucking
those
big.
Those motherfuckers took up so much space, bro. And I still got more. I still got the Casey Jones with the fucking foot sword. I got the foot sword by itself. I got so much shit to open and shit. But, man, honestly, bro, like I said, bro, if you really want your shit to look good, bro, it's worth the money, bro. It's worth the $15 fucking dollars.
Waste
the
extra bucks, bro.
Now I'm going to get another four so I can sell them down because I'm opening more and more because before I used to say I'm going to open them up, but didn't open them away. But the whole thing at this point is, when you start cleaning, bro, it looks so fresh and you feel so good. The thing is, you start running into shit that you were like.
It's crazy how you accumulate so much shit without even going back and thinking like, oh, shit, I bought this last time. Or I bought this. Because you're just piling new shit on top of the old shit.
Yeah.
And you're not even thinking about the ocean anymore. Yeah, because
me and Cedar are going so wild because we're trying to get that crane from the fucking Turtles of Skull. ¿Cómo se llama?
Turtles of, what is that? Oh, I forgot what the fuck it was.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. I think a little comic book is there. There you go.
Turtles of Grayskull.
Yeah.
Turtles of Grayskull. So we're looking for the crane that I guess people are popping up. A local shop has it. And I'm like, damn, fuck, we lose sidetrack of shit that we buy. So that's why I tell Cito, hey, go through all your shit and see what you want, you don't want, what lines you stay in. Cito pretty much made up his mind. He's Power Ranger until he dies. He gave up the Pokemon now and all this shit.
Because Pokemon's just so much,
it's just
bro.
So much. And they just so every much. Year they create new fucking characters.
Yeah.
I've been playing Pokemon Go lately, so I don't know why, but I started playing it. But you lose sidetrack, and I told Cito, like, that's why me, also, I said in this before, that I get up on the Ultimate Edition. It's just too much, bro. Like, at one point, you can't fit everything, but the craziest fucking thing, I forgot. Uh-huh. This was one of my first TikTok videos that I ever did. I can't bring out one of the figures because I put it way back there, and I don't want to go through all that shit. But it's a basic of it. And I told Cito, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot I had these. Mm-hmm. These are older elites. A Series 18, that's how, man, no, these are date.
For which one?
Oh, it's 2012, bro.
Damn.
When I seen it, I'm like, holy shit, I couldn't believe it. Wait, it's an elite fucking high detail action figure, authentic ring attire. It's the pinche Sin Caras, way. And if you could see it, bro, this is one of my fucking favorite wrestlers, bro. And when I seen it, I couldn't believe I had it. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember this shit. Let me read you the back. ¿Cómo se llama esto, Ciro? I don't know how you call it.
Like a little description of
height, weight. Of course, he's Mexican like me. 5'7", 108 pounds. From Ciudad Mexico. Already a sensation, that native Mexican Sin Caras emerged the world stage with his debut in WWE in 2011, hailing from a family of steeped in the lucha libre tradition. The masked Sin Caras, whose name literally means without face, brought his high-flying acrobat to a whole new audience. He also brought a controversy with him as a second Sin Cara soon appeared. I knew after 10 weeks, the two doppelgangers met in the ring with a real Sin Cara unmasking the imposter. So when I seen that shit, I'm like, God damn, I forgot that I think I literally bought this shit like 2-3 years ago.
Right, so there was two of him?
Yeah, I guess they were playing on fake.
Oh,
one, real.
Okay.
And I always told Cedar, I always tell, man, I have a special bond with the fucking, especially us, because I'm fucking Mexican. So I like the mask, bro. The mask, I tell you, bro, I even Luchasaurus, Que No Son Mexicanos, I like that shit. And when I remember I bought it, it was not that expensive. I think people were not collecting them at the time. Now he's like becoming one of the most collectible ones. And I looked at, I like the mask, I like the coat. And when I see that, I'm like, what the fuck? And
then that was pretty cool.
I was gonna unbox this motherfucker.
Kind of got like a almost like an eagle type of crystal thing on his head.
I actually got another one of him that I bought already open. I paid for like $2. It's a basic. Mm-hmm. I got it in my other thing. And when I seen I still got it boxed, I was like, what the fuck? And I looked it up. I was gonna unbox it. And one of my guys said, dude, don't unbox it. I was like, what the fuck? I can't remember if I paid $25 to $30, but it was no more than that. And he told me, dude, look it up, how much they're going for. So I went and looked it up. The last one that I seen, it went up for like $125.
God damn.
I was like, what the fuck? Then I was like this. I honestly love the box, man. I think the box has so much detail and shit. So I like this Sin Caras way. But then when I had that one.
You got to get a plastic case for it. Now,
yeah. Bro. And then I went and I picked up another one. Uh-huh. Another one came out on like Sin Caras is Series 25, way, pa que veas, way. I think this was 2013, I guess, a year later.
Okay.
And includes cape y todo, güey. Este está más caro. The last one I seen, I think it was going for like $150, güey. Y aquí es Sin Caras. Sin Caras means without face in Spanish, but Electrify International Icon certainly made himself known with his incredible acrobatic moves trained in the lucha libre style. Sin Cara flies through the air and displays incredible speed, amazing fans, and superstars alike. He formed an alliance with Rey Mysterio, perhaps the greatest high flyer of all time, and the two amazed the WWE Universe with their chemistry and innovative offense.
Yeah, and innovative.
Dude, look, that's the guy we see in New Japan. Look at his name. ¿Cómo se llama ahí?
Dean
Ambrose. That's fucking John Moxley, way, in the WWE.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but he was Dean Ambrose over there. I think that was the Shield. Yeah, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. That was the Shields and British Clay, Sheamus.
So was that his first character then, or no?
Come on. That's when he was at WWE, Dean Ambrose, and then he left. Sin Caras had left WWE.
Oh, for real?
Okay. Yeah, I think he just wanted his release. He hasn't wrestled. But when I seen this one, this is fucking badass, bro. This was more expensive, I think probably because of the color of the fucking... You know, we had that missing jacket.
Mysterio vibe.
But yeah, Rey Mysterio, they were like, those motherfuckers used to wrestle crazy as fuck.
Because look, in this one, Rey Mysterio's got a green one.
Yeah, that's badass.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish I could get that, but I'm pretty sure they're probably high price. Oh, and shit. I seen, I think one was like 125 to like 150. Shit. But I guess this was more sought off after. And I was like, what the fuck? I can't even. I actually, the fucking amazing thing is I kept on cleaning away. And I found one of his basics that I got over there sealed. And I'm like, dude, I can't even remember when I bought this shit, dude. But like I said, like the Rey Mysterio's him, Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, Piche, Juventud, all those guys, like fucking Penta. I love those guys, man. The fake painting, todo esa madre. I love this shit, bro. And if I could get more Sin Caras figures, bro, I'm going to hunt. That's the thing with this shit gets. But when I fall in love with a figure or a guy, I go on a massive hunt to get all his fucking figures.
You go all in?
Like today, I'll probably search up how many figures he has, but one of the figures is like $200.
Damn.
I'll probably go on a hunt to find all the Sin Caras, way. Rey Mysterio, no mames, they motherfucker got like 200 of those bitches.
Rey Mysterio got a lot.
More keep coming. But Sin Cara is something so, como se dice, mystique.
Okay.
Mystique to me that, bro, when I seen those, I got so excited. So I have to go in there, buy them a special case, put them on the fucking case. Because I think I have to display this, put it up there, put it up in the wall. Because in the detox, I'm going to fill it with figures and shit.
Who do you think has a cooler match, Rey Mysterio or Sin Caras?
I think Sin Caras.
Yeah.
Pero Sin Caras, este está chingón, pero el Sin Caras que tengo allá está más perrón. It's like a little cream with a little baby blue. That bitch looks fire. But it's como todos, güey. They all change fucking styles, güey. Bitch, Rey Mysterio got some badass ones también, güey. But like the American flag one.
Yeah, that one's dope. I like that pink one that he has, too.
Pink
that one,
one
looks fire as
fuck. Hey, bro, you can't go wrong with fucking Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's gear, bro, is something out of this world, bro. Pero I'm telling you, güey, a los luchadores, güey, que tú no conoces toda la lucha libre, como Juventud, toda esa madre, la parca, todo. Bro, you start looking at their fucking gear, it's fucking amazing, bro. I think that's why I have such a love for lucha libre, güey, because I think the mystique of somebody keeping their fucking, their identity so close,
güey. I thought that was the big guy. ¿Cómo se llama?
The Andrew the Giant?
Yeah, no, that's Bruno. Okay.
El WWE Legend?
Yeah.
It was fucking canceled. But I think worker or somebody tiene uno, güey.
So there's only a one of one?
Yeah, porque no lo sacaron. I don't know. They lost the rights or some shit. Pero I don't know. I got to look into that. Porque no lo pueden dejar. But they canceled it. That's why only three came out that time.
Oh, fuck.
Y como este también Sting the Legend. También they canceled that one. So nomás salieron three.
Damn.
Yeah, but I was so amazed to find these pieces. Y tengo la otra también que es un basic. I got it in there too. Now, that shit was almost popping open, so I have them laying flat right now with a book on top, so it could go back and not crease. Because
what happened?
Well, I had them with a bunch of shit.
Okay.
Y todo el weight se estaba viendo para un lado, y el pinche card was going like this, so it was bending and opening.
Damn.
So I was like, "Fuck!" So I put something on top of it. I said later on, que se arregle, I probably put another case on it because I don't think I'm going to open these Sin Cara ones. And actually, I'm going to go in and look. If y'all motherfuckers know how many figures he got, drop a comment in that bitch and tell me how many they are, because today I'm going to make a deep search for it. Let's see how many fucking figures does this guy have.
I'm not going to lie. He's actually a pretty cool character. Ever since he started collecting them, I was like, that's pretty dope. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because I always thought he was Rey Mysterio's brother. But I didn't know he was a whole different character.
Pero este Penta and Rey Fénix, they're brothers, actual real brothers.
Oh, they are in real life?
Real life brothers.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Pero te digo, güey, la mask, güey, just makes it so special, güey. Like, it makes you want
to
buy.
He does have that old school luchador mask look to it.
But that's what they cover. Yeah. It's como pinche Rey. You know what I'm saying?
See, but Rey looks more modern, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think his mask look more modern. His look more like that old school Mexican feel. Because it's got the little cuernitos on the side. It's got that, what is it, Lucha Libre look. That's what I like about that one.
Well, yeah, I never thought about it. But I keep doing a real life picture, you know. Sin Caras. But this motherfucker's badass, bro. And I was just like, I'm telling you, bro, once you start cleaning, where you find a bunch of shit, you're like, what the fuck? You look at around like, what the fuck? I had this shit? You know?
So I'm afraid to clean my room, way.
Oh,
I don't know what I'm going to find.
Pinches chones, güey. Lo que has encontrado. Chones todos rayados ahí, güey.
So I was like, God damn, bro. But the other day, way, I was reading as to, remember I told you that the Lightning Collection line of Power Rangers was going to end?
Uh-huh.
Well, they didn't lose the rights to it, but they ended up on an agreement to with the rights with another big toy company, which is Playmates. Yeah,
Playmates. That's Playmates. A little kid's, no?
Yeah, it's a little kid one. So Playmates is gonna go with the Power Ranger line, the Ninja Turtle line, and the fucking He-Man line, because they're all under the what's it called, Hasbro. So they came together to an agreement. So they're gonna go forward with the lines, but here's the thing, the Turtle line.
The Ninja
Turtle line.
Because
they lost rights to all of them. So Hasbro lost rights already. Yeah.
But the Ninja Turtle name or the, como like, ves que tan
chingados? Well, yeah, the Ninja Turtle name and the like He-Man.
Ninja Turtle, yeah. He-Man too?
He-Man, Power Rangers. So Playmates is going to reimagine it or re-bring it back. But what a lot of people are saying, it's going to be catered towards kids now. Towards little kids now. Yeah, so nobody knows how the figures are going to come out. The newest figure is going to come out next year. They still haven't revealed it yet. But
for Power Rangers?
It's going to be a Power Ranger line. Yeah, that's going to be the first line to come out. That's why we've been seeing a whole fucking increase of fucking He-Man, Ninja Turtles, and the Power Rangers. Power Rangers
I knew it. I told, dude, everything is with Turtles and fucking He-Man.
Yeah.
And I told myself, bro, I can't reach back. I never
the
thought.
The only thing that they can't distribute is, I believe, in Asia, I think. That's the only thing that they won't be able to distribute.
Well, I was looking at myself and I went like this. Something's going on where they're dropping too much Turtle shit, too much He-Man shit, and every day is more He-Man,
It's just every
He-Man,
day, like,
He-Man.
Just dropping.
I knew
dropping.
Something was going on because He-Man, Stranger Things combo, though. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
because
they're collabing with a whole shitload of shows that you're just like, why the fuck would they do this? It's like with Stranger Things. Why the fuck would He-Man collab with Stranger Things?
Yes, a Dermagorgon con pinche skull.
Con el pinche, ¿cómo se llama? And Skeletor. Yeah, it's just the Demogorgon upside down.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
They sell it for $50.
So the Turtle line.
The Turtle line is gonna be catered more towards kids now.
So you telling me anything Turtles? Como no, NECA's otra cosa.
No, NECA's different. Yeah, that's a separate. Yeah, SHR Figure Arts, Mayfax, all them. They all have their own deals.
What the fuck is SHR?
Oh, SHR Figure Arts is a more a more detailed toy. Of your character that
so
you like.
Come a regular
so
toy
it's not going to be a regular toy. It's going to be more detailed.
It's
going
to be like the Turtles.
It's going to have more arms.
Mutant Mayhem and shit like that.
Stuff like that, yeah.
But so, there's not really a Turtle line. Only Mutant Mayhem.
Just that Mutant Mayhem one.
Lo único que I'm afraid now is con los Turtles fucking Skrega. ¿Qué va a pasar?
I don't know, dude. That's going to be weird because I don't know if they're going to wait out till all the lines finish out for Hasbro and then start for the other one. Nobody knows. Or they're just going to kill lines, like, automatically. Like, you know how sometimes they do it where they don't even tell nobody? They just stop?
Well, that X-Men 97, they said they're killing it after this last
see?
One.
So it's crazy.
I knew something was going on.
And then people were complaining about, you know, reimagining the line again for Power Rangers. Because they're like, why are they going to cater to kids? They should cater to us, the real collectors.
Well, I don't know why they cater to kids. See, that show was 20 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. But
kids don't like that shit.
But some people are saying that just because it was from 20 years ago, that the people from now that are buying those old school toys are going to bring it to their kids now so that their kids can start watching them. So they can start watching all the old episodes and bringing them up to date and all that stuff. Or what also could happen is
they're just going to make my bank account fatter.
Or what they could keep, what also they're doing, well, from what it seems to me, is start off from the lines that already have been killed and just start new lines from there. And then that way.
So you're telling me.
I guess Dino Fury or whatever. Since all the toys weren't finished, they're just going to start another from Dino Fury and on. So there's not going to be no more regular Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They might drop a line or two, but they're not going to go like Mystic Force. They're not going to do RPM. They're not going to do stuff like that. I think they're just going to continue from the last one that finished and just continue from there, but make them more geared towards the children.
So no, it's not going to affect the Super Sevens?
No, because they're all third parties and they all have their own contracts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And then a lot of people were saying, it's because they're like people in the Power Ranger community are very picky and they're very, very crybaby about shit because of
nobody's
what happened.
Nobody's ever gonna be happy, bro. Trust me.
No, I don't know what's gonna be happy.
Everybody's gonna bitch about something. Yeah. Come on, maybe you say, what the fuck is? Come on, get some pins or rounds.
Oh, bro. Yeah, the pins and the fucking. I forgot the name of them. For the joints.
For the joints.
Yeah, and then people were saying like, oh, because, you know, everybody's just complaining about everything, about how the paint comes out on the characters. And
got to understand, it's a fucking plastic, bro.
Yeah, the face mold isn't correct.
What the fuck? It's going to be, you remember my fucking Sting to AEW?
Uh-huh.
His fucking hair has got a big black spot in the back like they didn't paint it. And I'm like, I get it. It's a fucking plastic toy. Yeah, what else can I fucking cry about?
And it's like with the one thing that they had was the one Power Ranger that came out for the Lightning Collection was the Lunar Wolf. It came out with an extra stripe instead of its regular 5 stripes. People were complaining about that.
I bet you that motherfucker's hitting up. Look, with some money.
No, nah, isn't really not.
No?
No, nah, it's a regular fucking. So this is the one with the 5 stripes. Yeah, the original one, the one that came with the error is the 6 stripes. That one has 5 stripes. If you look at the TV show, if you look at a picture of him, he has 5 stripes. You see what stripes I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The gold ones.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. So, this is kind of corny, you know.
Why?
It's just so fucking too much already,
bro. He's Lunar Wolf, bro. He's pretty badass.
What is he supposed to be, a Blue Ranger?
No, he's a Silver Ranger.
How he got blue?
Silver.
What is he, a wolf?
Yeah, it's a wolf.
So everybody's a wolf in this series.
No, it's different stuff.
Yeah, Power Ranger, Wild Force.
Yeah, what is it? There's different animals. So one of the controversies was for this one that he has 6 stripes, and people did not like that. Like, oh, if you're going to make them, you might as well make them right
Who
and give them his 5 stripes.
Who the fuck would be there counting stripes, bro?
Hey,
and
there's
if you
people
go
that
see
really,
that shit, that is that, so small.
There's people that are really detailed into that shit, bro. They want it exactly to the T, bro. Hey, he's only got 5 stripes.
This one got 6.
No, that one has 5. I already counted it.
No, bitch, it's got 6.
It's got 5, bro.
It got 6, bro.
No, it's got 5.
We're going to open this, bitch.
I'm not going to open that one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, a lot of people were complaining that he had, in the original release, he had 6 stripes. But he's originally supposed to have, in the show, 5 stripes. Okay, like so people were talking mad shit.
You don't know, my jackass brother.
So, yeah. So that was one of the fucking things that they had. And then they also had one for one of the other Power Rangers, the Adam, the Asian guy. He had a big old blotch right here of black paint. Yeah. He had a little dot right here. It was black paint right here. And people were going like, oh, they can't do this. They can't sell them like this, this and that. A lot of those ended up at Ross. People were still buying them.
I'll buy the anything yeah, that hits
I'll buy
Ross.
It too, bro. I'm like, it's still a fucking character. I'm still going to get it. He just had like a little blotch of paint right here. So, yeah, a lot of people were freaking out about that. I was like, who the fuck cares? Me, I'm not that detailed. I just want the character. But there's people that are really fucking detailed into it, bro.
So you're telling me Lil Tykes is going to make them?
Not Lil Tykes.
That's what they are, no?
Oh, it's Playmates, wait. Yeah. So right now.
Playmates lo que hace todos los pa, like.
Little beach, kids, though.
Yeah, little kids que hace los pinches carritos esos así que you push. I don't know. I don't know
how they're going to cater the Power Rangers to kids or Turtles. I mean, Turtles, you can make them more cartoonish. But, like, Power Rangers, how are you going to make, like, how? The only ones that I know that could come out like that are the tiny ones that look like they got big muscles. Remember
honestly,
those?
It's going to be like, it's going to be todos los Avengers little ones que no se mueven tanto.
They're like the play school ones.
Yeah, you're going to connect. Yeah. I guarantee you que no va a venir ni package así ni nada.
I don't think so, bro.
It's going to be los cheap-ass pads que está abierto, no tienen plastic ni nada. You're going to give you, like, 6 Rangers.
Yeah, for like $20.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be like that. It's not going to be as detailed like that. No weapons and shit like that. Everything's going to come together. That's pretty much, if they're trying to cater to kids, well, like, kid is going to, por si, güey, si te lo venden a $25, parents are going to buy them here.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to look for that bargain shit, like 6 for like 20.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the scary thing. That like, it's crazy because it's like, I don't know, Cito. They might work something out because they got to make some money.
Yeah, they're going to have to make some money. I honestly think they might go that route where they make them look like the play school ones, which I highly doubt because I honestly don't think they're going to make a lot of money if they go that way because kids aren't going to be buying the toys left and right like adults are. Adults are buying them, what, 2 or 3 at a time?
Porque
for like $25?
Yeah, let me know this was. Anyone. Like this. This este, ¿quién lo hizo?
Eso lo hizo, I think, Bandai.
Bandai, like, I tell you like this. If I really look at this, we've shown them before. This, to me, is like more like a...
Bandai made these.
These are more like for little kids, wait, to tell you the truth, wait. Because no tienen mucho...
You can't take them apart. You can't... There's no weapons to them.
I feel like this right here can no tiene... ¿Cómo se dice? Articulation?
Articulation, yeah.
These are more for kids. That's
to
what
me,
I think.
To me, those are like beaters, wait.
Yeah.
Where a kid could grab them, toss them on the floor, fuck with them, and they won't break as easily.
This is little kid stuff right here. Can I say
something? The least amount of articulation.
Yeah. These are nice because they're old school ones. But you consider this vintage or no?
2000.
Nah.
They're maybe more like 80s or 90s probably.
Yeah. But it just tells me, like, if you look at some of the stuff, wait, you could tell that doesn't sell. Way. Yeah. Como eso, Dino Fury que me enseñaste, you see them everywhere. That yeah. shit don't sell. Y que te dije, it's like well, cheap, wey.
Because they're like the last of the lines right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like cheap. People, para sus kids no te van a gastar pinche $20. They're going to go to like my boy Chunky, wey. We take him to the dollar store, waste $20, and he buys 700 toys.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a fuck. You yeah. think they're going to go in there, dude, look at the detail on my fucking sword.
No,
they're hey, I got to go poop. Wait, that's why I don't know where it's going, but I get it. Power Rangers is so big, way. But the thing is, yeah, your parents, like us, teach them to the kids so they could pick up the line. I don't think it works like that, bro.
I think
kids, every generation has their fucking thing. Right now, I don't think kids watch too much. To me, right now, every kid is into anime. The kids, even come look at my nieces. Everybody, oh, you watch this anime. You saw Demon Slayer. You saw this. They're all into that shit. Because that's what you see on TikTok and you see all that shit.
Hey, you're right
the
about
days
that.
Que se acabaron la anime series, I think it ended. I think you guys are the last of mm-hmm. it.
Like the you SpongeBob's know? And all that?
Yeah. Como ahorita es Coco Melon, fucking pinche Bluey. Oh, shit, yeah, like that. Shit like that. Yeah. It's not like it used to be like Ninja Turtles, Power
Rugrats,
Rangers.
Rugrats.
It's not that much no yeah. more, bro.
Mucha Lucha.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more like either Soul Baby, like Coco Melon and that shit like that. But I'm wondering how the line is going to come out. That's a big wonder for me.
So they're supposed to reveal the first couple line, well, the first line of Power Rangers next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the first, yeah. So
scary?
We'll see. I just want to see how it looks. I'm not scared of the line.
But tell me like this. But are you going to try to complete the lining collection?
Yeah.
You're going to stop there?
Okay. So
well, you're missing like 200 figures.
No, I know. But so I'm going to keep collecting the lining collection for now. Once they reveal the next collection of Power Rangers, I'll see how I feel about it. If I don't like it, I'll keep with the Lightning Collection.
If not, you drop the Lightning
if
Collection?
Not, no, I'll still keep the Lightning Collection. I like the Lightning Collection. I don't know why. I think it looks nice.
But you missing 200 figures.
Yeah, no, I'll still collect them. I'll find them. Somebody's going to be selling them, you know, especially like double packs. But there's just so much shit to that. But if I like the line, I'll go with the new line. But if I don't, I'm just going to chill with the Lightning
Collection.
How
many other Rangers you missing from this one?
That's the only one I have. I'm still missing like 4 or 5. So, yeah, that's the only one I have.
How many are in this pinche
I think the
Power Rangers Wild Force?
The release for that one, I believe there's like 4 or 5 Rangers.
But I don't guess?
There's like 4 lines of the Lightning Collection of the Power Rangers that are not completed.
No?
Yeah, they're not completed. So people were fucking pretty pissed about that. Yeah. I think the Zeo one is completed. The regular Mighty Morphin is completed. What other one? I think Base is completed. What else? Dino Fury. I believe they're missing 1 or 2. Dino Thunder. I think it's completed. Ninja Storm. I think it's completed. Ninja Steel. I think they're missing 1. So people are pretty pissed because they're like, how the fuck are we going to miss 1? They're like, they should just ran them until they got them all out. Like, but they're fucking us like this, bro. They're not going to let us complete whole collections. So a lot of people are mad about that shit, too.
It's crazy, way, because I just don't know how they're going to translate to little kids, way. Like,
I don't know. It's going to be weird.
I think little kids more like more Batman, Superman, shit like that, you know?
Yeah, they're more cartoon characters.
More cartoonish yeah. shit like that, but Power Rangers always felt more like for teenagers, way.
Yeah,
they never
sort of.
Catered to like
yeah.
little kids.
No, they weren't catered, yeah.
It was always like teenagers.
Like maybe like 13, maybe 12, yeah. I believe, starting.
Through that.
So, but I'm not 100% sure, but I know like kids, 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds? No, I don't think they'll fucking.
Okay, yeah. That may way.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. This one, I still feel, is like the ages from like 10 and up, way.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do too much and shit, but it was the lightning and toda esa madre. Este todo lo miro más a little kid. So how are they going to make this? Va a ser todo hueco y todo like cheap ass plastic.
Yeah, it's going to be plastic.
I guarantee it's going to be like hollow plastic, cheap ass plastic.
If they're going to go that route, you know, if it's going to go the little kid route.
Well, that's what you're saying. They're going the little kid route.
That's what they're
saying.
Don't
tell me they're going to make it for big adults.
No, I don't think so, bro. By the little kid route, from what it seemed to me like, if they're going to make it like those play school toys, bro. That's what they're going to make it like. But you never know. They could probably say that and then just change up later on.
It's a little sad que se va a acabar. And now you know where it's going. But you also get excited for the new shit coming out. That you're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. You're starting to see the new wave of fucking WWE legends and shit.
Okay.
The new Hulk Hogan's and shit like that. La otra es que I'm looking for... I'll tell you, we're in a search for the Krang. We're in a search for the... I don't think we've seen Mossman or nobody else in the wild.
No, not even. Yeah.
So you get excited for other lines, but it also, like, when you start getting, like, I told you, we found the Nightcrawler the other way. Now they tell you they're going to kill off the fucking series. It's like, what the fuck? What, should I start it? Should I start it? Uh-huh. But I think, como te dije en los TikToks, I always try to collect stuff that's dear to my heart that brings stuff. Like
now,
that.
Do you really care if you're collecting something and then they tell you, like, okay, it's done and you can't finish the lineup?
I'm so new to this shit that I can't answer that. Like, okay. No me ha pasado a mí, güey. But it's como some of these.
So, like, let's say, like, this one, right? You have all of these, right?
Yeah.
Hey, te dicen what for this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, for us, como happened before?
Este güey, okay. Este right here que te dije. Yeah. Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Tenía que salir en la last wave. And aquella que está ahí, la que tengo allá preso.
Okay.
Pero, I don't know, something happened with the rights or something. They canceled it. So, ahí está, but it never came out.
So, you're not like, damn, fuck, now it's a,
oh, como WWE legend, the Sting was supposed to drop, pero no, y lo quitaron. Ese sí lo cansaron, y nomás tiene 3 figures in the back.
Do you feel incomplete without it? You're just like, yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, okay. No, like, I'm not that thorough. Like, I'm gonna get so fucking furious and be like, what the fuck, you're not gonna let me finish? I'm more like, I'm ready for the next thing.
Okay.
Sometimes it's dangerous because you waste so much money and you're waiting for a new one. You're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing with the phone calls. There's so many. There's so many. Shallow, you're like, well, I got to stop. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always excited for the next stuff that comes out, you know? It is sad, like, to the Power Ranger line and shit. But I honestly believe, see, look, a lot of this shit stays on shelves. Way. So that's why I think they didn't give a shit about giving it up. It was a, como, the WWE fucking line, the rights way, people fight over that shit. You know? Why do you think they don't give those fucking lines up? Fuck that. We pay for whatever the fuck we need. Mm-hmm. Look at the word around the street. Is que ya no hicieron no more fucking New Japan Pro fucking member. Como este.
All the Funkos?
Yeah, Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Fucking the American Nightmare, the Young Bucks. Porque dijeron, Funko wanted the WWE rights. But dijeron, dude, if we give you the rights to WWE, you cannot make no other wrestling fucking line. No other company. I don't give a fuck. Only WWE wrestlers.
So they're, okay.
Yeah, so they fucking killed it.
Yeah, so they killed it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I go, that's like crazy. This. Nobody. I just think sometimes they look at the lines. Is it really selling, bro? You know, como Mutant Mayhem, boy. You see those toys.
They're all
nobody
over
goes.
The place,
but I
bro.
Think those are catered to little kids, but with adult prices.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
like,
you.
Bro, okay. A figure is fucking $15, $17, $18. Probably ain't going to waste that shit.
Hell no.
And then the toy is like a little kid fucking toy.
It's a cheap ass plastic that breaks once it falls.
Oh, look, I thought it was going to be cool. It's when los pusieron todos en skateboard.
Uh-huh.
But you can't even take them apart.
No, they're remote controlled.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is it? It looks
they don't
cheap
detach.
As fuck. Yeah. You know? But
you tell by that cheap hollow plastic.
Yeah, hollow plastic. Yeah. If you drop it one time, it's going to fucking shatter.
Yeah, it shatters.
You know? But then you want to get into the neck because that shit is expensive.
But quality, though.
No. Uh-huh. Sometimes, like, a mí me pasó con el crank. It broke. A lot of people be complaining that shit be breaking. I thought it was gargoyles with the fucking wings. Now they want you to buy an extra pair of wings.
Well,
like, what the fuck? You know, like, hey, bro, I'm paying $40 for this shit, bro. You don't expect to be greater than shit.
Yeah.
But it's como te digo, wey. It's either way, you're going to get fucked either way.
That's
and
true,
some bro. Are dope. They come out straight, no problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people bitch too much, too.
As we'll see, wey. Especially, like I said, with the Power Rangers line, well. There's a lot of people always complaining about the next Ranger that comes out. Oh, it doesn't look like this. Oh, he's missing this. Oh, her face mold isn't like this.
But you know, at the end of the day, too, bro, there's so much you could do, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they don't have, I don't think they have fucking people just sitting down recreating the face mold all fucking day, bro.
Look at me, cabrón. You know what I mean? Como ahorita ya dicen True Effect, you could do so much como estas. And then me salió una girl como cuando salió la de True Status. I was so happy about that figure. Does not look nothing like her. They fucked up my girl bad, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this does not look like Trish Stratus, bro. Uh-huh. That's when I get mad, but I get over it. I buy it and I get over it. What the fuck?
I think some people just read too much into the toy. You know, thinking like, oh, it has to be like exactly the same person. I'm like, that's never going to happen 100%, bro. Unless you go for those high-end toys that actually take the time where they actually do the mold 100%. There's some toys like that.
They're like $300.
But they're like $300-$400 though.
Yeah, but it's como tigre. It's you pick and choose what you want. Pick and choose what you're trying to get. Like, I'm happy with what I'm doing. I love doing this shit. I love collecting wrestlers. You like collecting pirates. It seems like you don't get bothered too much by it.
I don't. I really don't.
You like just want to be like a purist. You want them all already.
Yeah, I want them all.
That's
yeah.
pretty much it.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's just, I just like the figures. I don't know what it is about them that I just got attracted to them, bro. Maybe I think it's just because it brings that childhood back out of me, bro.
It's like crack, bro. Yeah, once like, you yeah. start shit, oh. can never finish. You like, oh, shit, comadita, I'm looking for all these motherfuckers. And I'm like, god damn. Then I picked up the Nightcrawler, and then you start going into a wave. Yeah. And then some people show their stuff on Facebook. Motherfucker has all the fucking Doom fucking characters. I'm like, that shit looks fire. Dude. But then you get too wild. I think you just got to enjoy what they give you. Don't be such a dick and a crybaby.
Yeah, you know? That's fine.
Comadita, that way, if it's over for the Power Ranger line, go back to the Pokemon line. You know?
True.
Or you go to the new fucking...
Or I just start Digimon line.
I ain't gonna lie, man. The Digimon fucking
Funkos? The fucking... The digital readers? Well, they're up for pre-order right now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, the little digital readers where you can digivolve your character. They're out right now.
I like how this motherfucker knows we're doing a podcast, turns on the air fryer.
Oh, this guy turned on the air fryer.
All right, motherfuckers. With that, that's the episode. And shit, if you already know... Go follow Slim Fat Podcast. Go subscribe to the channel on YouTube at Slim Fat Podcast. Go check out all the episodes of Slim Fat Podcast through Spotify, Apple, whatever the fuck you listen to. All right, pussies? Because, you know, if you want that real shit on that podcast, Slim Fat Podcast got you, bro. Peace.
All right, peace.
Because this my hometown. 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 This my hometown.